Near FM presents High Spirits, written by Maeve de Bruin, directed by Anna Nugent.
All right, that's everything. Rachel? Rachel?
Yes, what?
What time is it?
7:15.
Perpetually late, the pair of them.
Richard, are you sure you want to go through with this? It's mad.
We've already talked about it. It's got to be done.
We could do it at our house, where there's central heating.
No, it has to be here. Just trust me, would you?
Obviously, I trust you, but you've been a bit out of sorts.
I mean, I think that's understandable.
No, it is.
My dad just died.
I know.
The funeral was yesterday.
I know, I was there.
Yeah, you were there.
I know.
You said the letter of wishes isn't legally binding. This won't change anything. They're still getting their share of the estate.
They're your brother and sister. Can't you just...
We're not doing anything illegal.
As your solicitor...
You're my wife.
As both, it's my duty to point out that this absolutely is sort of a little bit illegal.
It's one evening. Will you stick with me for one evening?
Why break a bad habit?
All right, Mags. Eyes wide, gob shut, go home, done. Mike! Cutting it fine, aren't you?
You been inside yet?
No. Delaying the inevitable.
No, Mags. I wanted to be the last in. You're ruining my pointed display of disinterest.
Oh, baby. Where's Sam?
He's gone back to London.
Oh, lucky prick. How'd you let him get away with that?
God love him, he's terrified of anything spooky. We went through a haunted house once and he punched an actor.
Come here. Why'd you bring him to the funeral? Moral support or to piss off the deceased?
Bit of both. Guess we're about to hear how pissed off he was.
Come on. You don't seriously think Dad's going to contact us from beyond the grave?
Not a hope. But if we're lucky, Rachel will have put on a cheese board. She seems the cheese board type.
Dr. Richard and Rachel, the solicitor. Only cheese boards and fine wines at our seances. Jesus, this whole thing is brain damaged. Ring the bell.
I will not. The sound of that thing gives me trauma flashbacks to every time Dad lost his keys. It was always a prelude to an unpleasant evening.
Oh, baby. Let's just get this over with. If we're lucky, Dad'll pop back from the spectral realm to tell us how disappointed he is and we'll all be in the pub before 10.
You want us to all go to the pub together, is it? Happy families, like?
Oh, figure of speech. Can't stand the sight of you.
I'm your twin, dear heart. That tells me more about the rich tapestry of your psyche than years of therapy ever could.
Yeah, right, but you're not a therapist, are you? You're just a counsellor, and you're full of shit.
There you are. Oh, come in out of the cold.
Hi, Rachel. Sorry we're late. We didn't want to come.
Oh, it's fine. It's fine. Mags, I haven't had a chance to talk to you at all. How's work going? It's sound engineering, isn't it?
Yeah, it's grand. I've got a gig at the Almeida Theatre for the next couple of months.
The West End?
Off West End.
Off West End?
Yeah.
God, that's great. And Mike, how's the wedding planning?
Pure shite. Should be a war crime.
Margaret? Michael?
Richard?
Dick?
I said 7.
Ugh, traffic.
Rural Kerry, you know how it is.
Come into the living room. Let's get started. I've set us up in here. We can sit around the table.
Jesus, was Yankee Candle having a sale?
I thought for atmosphere.
Oh, Christ, yeah, pure atmospheric. I think my eyebrows are gone.
Oh, lovely cheese board.
Help yourself. I'll get the wine. Red, white?
Red, please.
Mike?
Red is fine, yeah.
Fab. I'll just be a second.
As you're both aware, along with his will, our father left a letter of wishes. He asked that after his death, We come together as a family and try to contact him.
Without a character, but the man did love to inconvenience us.
With his belt? Give us some breather, Mike.
I know you...
Oh, Jesus, calm down. You don't have to defend him, he's dead.
No, go on. Do the widowed father doing the best he can speech. I'm all nostalgic.
As executor of his will, it's my duty...
To continue to be a licorice to the mere memory of a man. That's dedication, Dick.
Brought the bottle so you can pour to your own pleasure. There's a white in the fridge too.
I'd say crack open the white as well. Best defence and all that.
Actually, there's another 5 bottles out there. I thought this might go smoother with a bit of social lubricant. Has Richard explained everything about the letter of wishes? It's not legally binding. You don't have to do this if you don't want to.
Rachel drafted Dad's will. She witnessed the execution of the letter of wishes, and she's going to witness that we follow through.
But you don't have to, though. You don't have to. We could just have a nice evening, have a chat, catch up.
Bring on the 5 bottles.
I don't know. Richard might have a coronary if we don't all do what we're told. Just let's get this over with.
Give me a minute to get set up.
Is that a Ouija board?
How else would we hold a seance?
I don't know, but a bit American, isn't it? Aren't there any Irish ways of talking to ghosts?
I was reading something about that. That's what's great about the Irish wake. Our funeral traditions are centred on closure. In America, everything happens behind closed doors, so they're mad to try and contact their loved ones. Part of them can't accept they're gone.
What are you doing?
I'm reading the instructions.
The instructions? The instructions on how to pierce the veil between this world and the next and make contact with the spirit of our deceased father. Those instructions.
Anything worth doing is worth doing well.
Oh Christ, God.
I'm having childhood flashbacks. He's always been like this.
Carl.
A dry shite.
He'd make us do our homework, sit us down and stay sitting with us until it was done. Talk about teenage kicks.
Right, seems basic enough.
Yeah, Richard, it is basic enough. We put our fingers on the yoke and the ghosts move it.
Planchette. It's called a planchette. It has little feet that need to be stuck on.
Oh, Jesus, my heart.
It's fine. The candle went out when it hit the floor.
That's a heavy candlestick.
Must have put it too close to the edge of the mantelpiece.
Leave it. Let's keep going.
My actual heart. Jesus.
Okay, the instructions say I need to wipe down the board to remove any dust or moisture.
Yeah, ghosts hate those.
Good turnout at the funeral, wasn't there? Your dad would have been proud of the send-off.
Well, he was the town GP for what, like 30 years?
Until he wasn't.
That lovely old lady, what was her name? Mrs. O'Reilly? She said he seemed like a man who never had a crossword.
Yeah, well, he was good at seeming.
Right, so the planchette goes in the centre of the board and everyone puts 2 fingers on it.
Now what?
Now you ask a question and Dad answers.
Fine. Hey, Dad, are we done? Can we piss off to the pub now?
You keep saying we. You're either gunning for some family bonding or you're inviting Dad's ghost to get slaughtered.
I don't feel it moving. Does anyone feel it moving?
We're all fingering the same bit of plastic.
Maybe he doesn't like that question.
You ask him something, Richard. You're the favourite.
I'm not... Dad. Why did you want us to contact you?
It's moving. It's moving?
F... O... R... G... I... V... Hey!
Margaret, put your fingers back on the planchette.
No. Who's moving it? Mike?
I would have spelt out a different F word. Is there someone here?
What? This is Dad's ghost forgiving us for leaving, is it? Because I'm not sorry.
We don't know that. Let it finish.
I'm having wine. Anyone else?
There's a blue cheese that goes very well with that red.
Great. Wine and nibbles while Dad condescends from beyond the grave.
I get it.
But I can get it.
No, you stay here. I insist.
tea. Thanks, Mike.
I don't think that's what the board was saying.
Oh. Well, you would know. You were always his personal translator. Did he tell you about Dad, Rachel? Have you been given the cliff notes?
I know you had a tough childhood.
Oh, but according to Richard, we made it tough on ourselves. If we hadn't been so difficult...
There's no one out there.
Are you sure?
I walked out and had a look around and didn't see anyone.
Kids messing.
In the middle of nowhere.
Oh, well, you're a city girl. When you grow up in the middle of nowhere, the lengths you go for fun get extreme.
Sometimes there's fire.
Jesus Christ! Would you stop bringing up that like it's a fun anecdote? You could have gotten arrested.
Sorry, what did he do?
When he was 14, Michael decided his hobby of choice was stuffing petrol-soaked rags in bottles, lighting them on fire, and throwing them off the old bridge.
When I tell it, it is a fun anecdote.
He was obviously seen.
It's in the tone and the timing.
The guards started going door to door.
They didn't know it was me.
You stank of petrol! You were so stupid! I got rid of the can while he spent an hour in the shower. Imagine if Dad found out.
Yeah, right, the eagle-eyed parent. I think he decided to have a whiskey in the bath that day, though, didn't he, Rich? We had to pull him out of the tub before he drowned himself.
Ironic, he's a spirit now. Must be nice to be your favourite thing.
Do you think we're talking to him?
What? Oh, I don't know. No.
You all look very alike in the candlelight. I mean, the twins do, obviously. But you all have the same nose. The same eyes.
Will we go on? Margaret?
Fine.
Fingers on the planchette.
Thanks! I had forgotten what to do with my hands.
Dad, we're all here, like you asked. Is there something you wanted to tell us?
Rachel, you're an only child, aren't you?
Margaret!
I am, yeah. I've always wanted siblings, though. Leapt at the chance of in-laws. I was so worried you wouldn't like me.
Good instincts.
Michael!
Mike!
I'm joking!
No, I know. It's fine.
It's not fine. This is what the twins do, Rachel. If they're not taking bites of each other, they're taking bites of anyone within clawing distance. I don't care what they say to me, but it's not acceptable for either of them to speak to you like that.
He's right. I'm sorry. Look, knee-jerk reaction. I'm an arse.
Should I take the piss out of your hair or something? Even the score?
I think that would be for the best.
Let's stay focused.
Ah, Richard.
Dad, we're waiting to hear from you.
Can we just stop this and have a chat instead? We could light a fire, have some wine.
Dad, are you here?
But it's not happening. Give it a rest.
What in Christ's name was that?
Tap once for yes, twice for no, Dad. Is that you?
Where's that coming from?
It's the pipes. The pipes always...
Dad, is there something you want to tell us?
The planchette is moving.
L. O. V. E.
What is this? An after school special?
After life special?
I'm calling bullshit.
Oh.
Michael.
No, this is bullshit. That's not Dad. Come on, you're going to sit here with a straight face and tell me that Dad would spell out forgive and love. We're talking about our father. Master of the double life, High King of hypocrisy. He who doled out corrective black eyes for all perceived transgressions.
He became very spiritual near the end.
Yeah, full of spirits. Wasn't he on a bottle of whiskey a day?
I know. There were things he wished he'd said.
He could have said them. Absolutely nothing stopping him from saying them. You know I invited him to my wedding?
To piss him off.
Obviously to piss him off, but that's not the point. The point is, if he wanted to take the opportunity to reach out, he had it. He hasn't spoken to me in almost 9 years, and you want me to believe that he's sitting here spelling out love and forgiveness.
Just forgive, I think, actually.
Michael, you're a counsellor. I thought you of all people...
I of all people know that most abusers never change. I of all people know that erecting healthy boundaries... For Christ's sake!
I'll get it. It's fine. Just take a breath. It's fine.
He knocked out her tooth. Do you remember that? An incisor.
I remember.
I can still see her screaming. The strings of blood between her lips. He said it was fine because it was only a baby tooth. And that the tooth fairy would come. At least he remembered to put the money under her pillow.
He didn't. I took it from his pocket when he passed out.
No one there. Come on, let's keep going.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm invested now. Maybe death is like being stoned. I want to see him spell out peace next, and then big fat blunts.
Margaret.
No, come on. Do your duty.
Richard, why are you doing this?
Because he's the golden boy. That letter of wishes could have told him to rub himself down in margarine and run naked through the streets.
Everyone
and he would...
put their fingers on the planchette.
Richard.
Please.
Dad, what did you come back to tell us? What did you want to say?
There goes the other candlestick.
We're waiting to hear from you, Dad. We're listening.
I can't believe the old bollocks is dead and he still expects our complete attention. See? Can't get a word in edgeways.
M-U-R-D-E.
Murder.
Oh my God, amazing.
Richard, what's going on?
It looks like things aren't as they seem in regard to Dad's death, and he's sorry for how he... Ah, who keeps ringing the door?
Dad is sorry for how he what? Stop! Stop it right now!
Holy shit. Rachel's the ghost whisperer.
Rachel...
No! We're stopping!
We can't stop. The letter of wishes...
But there is no letter of wishes. What?
What are you talking about?
I thought he wanted an excuse to get you here, so I played along. I was thrilled he was going to finally talk to you, properly talk. But here we are, and there's ghosts.
There's no ghosts. I mean, I assumed there was at least a letter.
You didn't even ask to see it. You think I take care of everything?
You do take care of everything. You're a dry shite. But I know there's no ghosts.
How?
Found this in the hall. I realised Richard is taking one last opportunity to brown nose.
What is it?
A panel off the side of a smoke machine. Same one my theatre crew uses. Did it break before we got here, Rich? Or was that meant to be the finale?
Hold on, you're joking. The table.
Well, let's have a look. Yep, there we go. A wedge of wood under one leg. He was stepping on it like a pedal. Bit low tech, but it did the job.
Oh my God.
When the other candlestick fell, I knew to watch. I saw our big brother squeeze something inside his pocket, which I can only hope was a remote.
They're trick candlesticks. You hit the button and the base tilts over.
I'm genuinely impressed. Didn't think you had the imagination. Where's the knocking coming from?
I'm a remote control car with a stick taped to it in the next room. I didn't expect that to work, actually.
Richard, what were you thinking?
So you faked a letter from our dead father so you could emotionally manipulate us into forgiving him.
Michael,
Margaret, Michael. Can you actually just speak in full sentences? You're like a disappointing parrot.
I didn't.
Why would you do this to us? I know you thought the sun shone out of his arse, but why would you do this to us?
Because I killed him!
Rich? Dad was an alcoholic. He died of liver failure.
I killed him.
You didn't kill him. He could barely leave the house. He was on a bottle of whiskey a day.
If he could barely leave the house, where do you think he got the whiskey?
After you both left, it was just me and him. I let him dictate my life. I joined his practice. The two of us together in this tiny town.
He got worse and worse. And I watched it happen.
When he finally stopped leaving the house. When he couldn't even buy his own drink. I went out and bought a bottle of whiskey. I left it on the kitchen table. And I kept doing it. On my way home from work. Every day like clockwork.
Jesus Christ.
I knew. I had to
to confess. But the seance was for you, not me.
So we could forgive him? You think he deserves that?
No, you deserve it.
I don't need to forgive him.
But you deserve to be asked. He treated you so badly. For years and years, and I did nothing. You deserve to have him come crawling on his hands and knees begging. This was the best I could do. I assumed you'd both tell him to piss off. You were always better at that than I was. We should call the guards. I'll give a statement. Hopefully it won't be murder, but would you say manslaughter, Rachel?
I think I'm going to have a glass of wine.
I'll get my phone.
Don't you touch that phone.
Right. Sorry, Rachel.
Remember when I snuck out to Jenny O'Leary's party and Dad made me sleep in the shed for a week?
I had to sleep in the shed for kissing Jenny's brother, which was worse.
Oh, how is it worse?
That was a hate crime, Mags. Hate crimes are way worse than regular crimes.
All right, it's not the Oppression Olympics.
Remember when we burnt that tablecloth and Richie said it was him?
And we broke the window in the front room and Richie said it was him?
That Irish verb test in second year, do you remember that? 30% of her final mark. Richie made us that stupid song to help us remember.
Yeah, plays in my head before I go to sleep.
This isn't about me.
Actually, it's all about you. Why do you think we even came to the funeral?
If we were left to our own devices, do you think we'd give a shit about honouring Dad's letter of wishes? We're here because we thought you gave a shit. I mean, we thought you were a prick for going through with it, but, well, I still think you're a prick, actually. But that's less to do with the situation and more to do with the fact that you're my older brother, and it's my God-given right to think you're a prick.
You didn't kill him. You couldn't have. That took hard work and dedication to the cause. It took years, but the old bastard finally killed himself. I like this family secret more.
What?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a way better secret than our upstanding GP father being an abusive alcoholic. That's practically cliche. This one is dramatic. Dark.
Gothic.
Yes, exactly. Nail on the head. Gothic. Did you know about any of the fake haunting, incidentally?
Absolutely none of it. Did anyone else want more wine? Anyone?
I'm so sorry.
Oh, I'd say you are. You've used up your trust card for a very long time.
But not forever?
What can I say? You're a habit I can't quit.
The cheese board really is fantastic.
It's from Lidl. I wanted to impress you, and then I was worried you'd make fun of me for wanting to impress you, so I got a pre-made cheese board. So I could say it was pre-made if you started going on about it.
Oh, well, it's still very nice.
Thank you. We're looking forward to your wedding, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Well, I have a good wedding present you could give me right now.
No, we got you a KitchenAid Diamond Blender. It's got 5 speeds.
Well, as your counsellor...
You're my brother.
Well, fine, as your brother and your counsellor then, I would like you to repeat after me. I was a child.
I was a child.
I couldn't be a parent to my siblings.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
He hurt me too, and I'm allowed to be angry. No? Look, we'll get there. I still want that blender, though.
Is that what you do with your clients? It's a bit American, isn't it?
Yeah, but we have our options. Well, we can hug it out, or we can get out of this shithole and go for a pint.
Lads, I'm not being funny. Would they let us take the cheese board into the pub?
They'd better, because I'm bringing it. Who's driving? Not me. I've had 2 wines.
I'll drive.
I'll drive, you stupid prick.
Blow out the candles. They're a bloody fire hazard. Mike.
Yeah?
Your hair is really stupid.
The rapier wit on this one, Richard. I can see how you fell head over heels.
Come here, I almost pissed myself when the knocking started. What were you going to use a smoke machine for?
I went a bit mad by a bit. Oh. I thought maybe if you tried to leave, I'd make a spectral fog.
Spectral fog. Amazing. How did you get the doorbell to keep ringing?
The doorbell? I didn't do anything with the doorbell.
Thank you. have just been listening to High Spirits by Maeve de Bruin, directed by Anna Nugent, with creative consultancy by Claire Monley. Richard was played by Paul Nugent. Rachel was played by Caoimhe Mulcahy. Mags was played by Maeve de Bruin. And Mike was played by Patrick de Montfort.
This programme was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee.